Seventh parak of Nedarim Mishnah Gimel. No yidim naksus. A person says, I will not have hanoah from a garment, not wear the garment. Muta besak. He can wear a sackcloth, that's not included. Ube yiriya, a sheet that even if he wears it, that's not considered a garment. Ube chamilo. And he's also muta, some type of thick piece of material that they use to protect themselves from the rain. It has to be a garment. If he says, I'm not going to wear wool, mutal itzkasas begizei semei, tufts of wool he can still cover himself, because he meant to say a garment of wool. Pishn oilolai, he says, I'm not going to have any pishtan, so it means either a garment or at least a cloth. But anitzei mutal itzkasas anitzei pishtan, he's allowed to cover himself with the fibers of the flax. So the kids, if he says ksus, it means the garment. If he says tsemer or pishtin, it can mean even a piece of cloth. But it doesn't mean the raw materials of the tufts of wool or the flax fibers. It depends according to the situation that the noida was when he said his neda. Toan, he was holding a very heavy load. Vehizian, he's sweating from it. And it caused him to have a bad smell. So he's upset about the situation. He said, I'm not gonna have any more wool or flax loaded on me. So in this case, it doesn't mean they're not gonna wear it, because that's not what bothered him. It bothered him to carry a heavy load of these things. So mutal itzkasas v'asul hafshel achayiv. In such a case, we'd say he can wear it as a garment, but he can't wear it and take it as a load, or even carry a garment as a load on himself. That would be in the situation that he just says it's dam, so then when he says oilolai, it means that he won't wear it.